Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Yes. Is it you I get hold of to cancel my subscription to the books and animals?
Well, if you can give me the last name and the zip code on the order, I can pull up your account here.
It's last name. I'll spell it for you. It's O-R-U-L-L-I-A-N.
Thank you. And then what is the zip code?
72761.
Thank you. Give me just a moment to get that pulled up.
Okay.
When you say books and animals, I don't quite know. Okay, Disney Animal World.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. And then can you verify the full, for the first name as well as the shipping address?
Yes, it's Joseph. I'm not sure if it's got my initial R or not. But the address is 2014 West Central, Apartment 5A, Siloam Springs, Arkansas.
Thank you. And I'm showing that your last shipment went out on the 24th of July. May I ask why you're wanting to cancel?
I'm on disability and I just can't afford it right now.
I definitely understand. Now, we can reduce it to where you're just getting one issue per shipment, as well as pull out that frequency to where you're only getting shipments every 4 months.
Well, let me cancel for now, and then if I want, can I come back later and re-subscribe to it?
Yes, sir. I was just going to also advise that we can combine that with processing a 20% discount on your last shipment along with all future shipments.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
I mean, if we could reduce it to one, you know, issue per quantity, per shipment, and then we could also get the shipment frequency pulled out to where you're not getting it every 28 days. And then on top of that, apply a 20% discount to the cost.
Okay. So what, approximately how much would that run me?
Give me just a moment. I'll apply it and see what happens. Just a sec. Let's see here. $7.95. Give me just a moment. I'm going to apply the changes here, and then I'm going to reload it and load your next shipment and see what it says.
Okay.
Goodness. My program's acting funky just because it wants to.
It's the weather.
Oh, this is, I think it's this program.
I always blame the weather.
All right, so now I'm just waiting for it to reload. Let me view the next shipment. Now, either way, if you do continue, you would need to update your card information because your card on file is expired.
Right.
But bear with me just another second. I'm waiting for this next shipment to load so it'll show me the price. I haven't applied the 20% discount yet, though. But if it gives me that price, then I can do my own math on that.
Right.
Goodness, I thought I had a calculator. There it is. And let's see.
We stole it.
Still waiting for it to load. I think it just did. There we go. So it would be a total of $9.90, and then with that 20% discount, 0.2, so it'd be a discount of $1.98, so $9.90 minus $1.98. So it'd be a total of $7.92.
And that is for every, how many months?
I mean, that's as long as you get it. Like I said, we can push it out to every 13 weeks.
Let's push it out. And my card... Mm-hmm. Let me update my card, okay?
Okay, give me just a moment.
Let's go ahead and push that out and get 20%. Now, is that 20% every time?
Yes, that's for the life of your subscription. And
okay.
It's going to also apply to your last shipment as well. So this next one will probably be covered by the refund of the 20% on your last shipment. Let me process that really quickly.
Okay.
And then I'll get your card information updated.
Okay.
And then in future, if you want to change the quantities and frequencies, that 20% discount will still apply. And you can also do things like suspend your account for up to 6 months.
Right. Okay.
And okay, so it won't quite cover it, but there's a credit of $6.36 on your account that should go towards that next shipment.
Okay.
And so we've got you out to every 13 weeks, so your next ship date is October 23rd. And it's just going to be one issue. This is going to be the baby zebras, raccoons, and red foxes, as well as the zebra baby bale of hay.
Okay.
And where are you? There it is. Okay. Just a moment while that loads. And so for this, I would just need the number and the expiration date.
Okay. Now, the card number is going to be the same. Do you have it still?
Well, I can't change the expiration date without recollecting the card number. This program's probably made for Windows 98, so if I put enter new card information, it removes the old number.
Oh, okay. I should say they give me just a new expiration and a new
right.
number on the back.
It'd be nice if they would do that.
The security code is what I'm trying to say. Okay.
But we don't need that. I just need the number and then the expiration.
Okay, 5113-0890-4727-3525.
Okay. And then the expiration?
It's 0823.
Okay. And I'm just waiting for that to update. There we go. So your credit card information has been updated. And again, that next shipment, you should look out for that in October.
Okay. That'll work.
Anything else I can assist you with at this time?
Nope. That was what I wanted to take care of. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you remaining a customer, and I thank you very much for speaking with me here at Eagle Moss. You take care.
Thank you. All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.